The birth of Jesus, who was heralded as Messiah and Saviour, did not happen in isolation. Right at the very beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, God promised to Adam that one day one of his descendants would come and would restore everything that had gone wrong with the world. And then, as we have heard, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, more than on 400 different occasions, the prophets spoke about how, where, and why the Messiah would come. And 6 months before the birth of Jesus was announced, the birth of another prophet, John the Baptist, who would prepare the way before Jesus was also announced. God was working his purpose out. But not everyone saw it. John's parents were good people. Zechariah, his father, was a priest. And Luke chapter 1 says that Zechariah and Elizabeth, John's mother, were righteous. They were good people. And they walked blamelessly before the Lord. But one day, Zechariah, it was his turn to minister before the Lord in the temple. And as he was ministering in the temple, so the angel Gabriel came and stood amongst him, stood with him. And we're told that Zechariah was gripped with fear. And Gabriel told him that his prayer, the prayer that he and Elizabeth had been praying, had been heard, and that despite her barrenness and her age, Elizabeth was going to have a child. But despite the context that Zechariah found himself in, despite the appearance of Gabriel, despite everything that Gabriel said, despite the fact that Gabriel showed that he had heard and understood and knew of Zechariah and Elizabeth's prayer, despite all of those things, Zechariah doubted that it was true. And he asked Gabriel for proof. How can I be sure of this? He asked. And because he doubted, Zechariah was made silent. He couldn't speak until his son John was born. And contrast that with the account of Mary and Gabriel. Mary was young and, in human eyes, insignificant. But when Gabriel came to her and told her that God was pleased with her, that she would become pregnant, and that she would become the mother of the Messiah, the Son of God, her question to Gabriel reveals trust in God and submission to God's will. She asked, how is this going to happen? How will it be? And the key to understanding Mary is that little phrase at the end of this conversation where she simply says, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me as he has said. You see, Mary, she didn't have the pessimism which can so often come with age or experience. And she didn't have the theological skepticism that Zechariah had. But she knew God. And she loved him. And she trusted him. And she accepted his will for her life. Later, when Elizabeth and Mary meet, Elizabeth declared Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. And when the time came for John the Baptist to go public, his message was to people's hearts. Prepare your hearts, he said, so that when the Saviour is revealed, you will recognize him and you will be prepared to receive him. Friends, I wanted to say this evening that if our hearts, if your heart and if my heart are not at least open to God, open even to the possibility of God, we may miss what he has done and what he is doing even today. You know, Zechariah the priest, he really should have got it. But perhaps his sadness over the lack of a child made him pessimistic and doubtful. And he missed it, at least initially. The religious leaders, they should have got it. But knowledge and status had made them puffed up and arrogant. And they missed it. King Herod, with all his advisors, should have got it. But the love of power and pride had corrupted him, and he missed it. The people who got it, the people who saw it, the people who received it, were the meek and the humble, the shepherds who knew their need, the magi whose great understanding and great wisdom, rather than closing them off, opened them, opened their hearts, opened their eyes, and opened their minds. And of course, Mary. Friends, God is, he was, and he still is, working his purpose out right before our eyes. He's working his purpose out right here in the birth of Jesus. He's working his purpose out throughout Jesus' life. He was working out his purpose through Jesus' death and resurrection. He was working his purpose out through Jesus' ascension back into heaven and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And through thick and thin, he continues to work out his purpose through those who follow him, through those who believe in him, until the day when Jesus shall return. When, in the words of one of the carols once in Royal David City, when at last our eyes shall see him through his own redeeming love, not in the poor lowly stable with the oxen standing by, but we shall see him, but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high. I've been reflecting on these things this week. This rather tumultuous time in our country, in our society, and in our world. As I reflected on it, I thought, we don't see much humility and meekness around these days, do we? Perhaps even especially in those that we look to for leadership. But friends, it takes a certain amount of humility and a certain amount of meekness of heart to understand and to receive what God has done for us in and through the birth and life of Jesus. And I really wouldn't want anyone to miss it again. So this Christmas, may we be like the shepherds and the magi and Mary, who had humble and open hearts to see what God had promised, to see what God has done, and thus receive his gift of life and salvation in Christ Jesus.